When the International Building was dedicated a few years ago, one of the speakers was Bob Sparks, a long-term navigator staff that always noted for his humor. So as he got up to say his remarks, he said, "Well, Senator the Eighth said to his new wife, 'I won't keep you long.'" So I'm going to not keep you long, but just mention something along the theme that Roy asked me to say something on finishing well. Well, I have a little message I've put together called God's Formula for Fulfillment. And it's easy to remember. You know, in this building, they've got all kinds of helps. We could have really put on an electronic show here for this. But I'm just going to trust you to remember these four things that I'm going to say without all the electronic displays, okay? Now, the formula I'm going to give you applies to any age, whether just beginning, in the middle, or toward the end of the race. It's possibly fulfilled. So, number one in the four parts, and all of them begin with the letter D. So, four D's. Here's the first one. Discover your gift. 1 Peter 4:10 says that God's given us a gift. And I think it's implied in that. He's given everybody a gift. Something that you're better at than most anybody you know. And you're fulfilled when you're doing it. You're successful when you're doing it. Other people are edified when you're doing it. Now, it takes some help from other people to discover your gift. And I'll tell you how I think I successfully discovered mine. Is that okay? In the middle of my 40s, I was dissatisfied with the fruitfulness of my life. Well, generally, when we come to that point, say, well, I need to have more knowledge and more experience. I didn't feel that I necessarily needed more knowledge and more experience at that point. What I needed was the motivation to put the knowledge and experience I had into action. So I did some study on this and other people helped me in it. So what I learned as I studied this, that about 90% people have some degree of error in what they're good at and what their gifts are. As I heard this, I said, well, I must not be an exception. I must have quite a degree of error also. So I took my three closest friends, Lauren Sandy, John Crawford, George Sanchez, Rod Sargent. We worked together as a team for years. And said, how do I come across to you? What do you mean? Well, what's good and what's bad? Put it down in forms of strengths and weaknesses. They didn't want to do it. So I said, well, do it anonymously. Put it on 3x5 cards, shuffle them, give them to the secretary, she would type it up and give me the sheet. So they did. I was leaving the city, and the secretary that typed it up saw I was leaving. She came out and poked at my car window, whole page. I laid it down on the seat, and since I got a straight road, I got the courage to look at it. Naturally, I looked at the lower part first of the weaknesses. And I said, well, who do these people think they are anyway, judging me like that? And a few days later, after my blood pressure went down, I looked at the top to kind of balance it out. About 3 months before, I'd taken a half a day alone with the Lord. And among the things I did was listed what I thought were my assets and what were my liabilities. Without knowing what I was doing, I was putting down what I thought I was, what I'm like. Well, I got the shock of my life. Then I took my list, I took their list, what I'd listed as a primary strength. They were unanimous. This was a primary weakness. Two things that I'd listed as primary weaknesses, they were unanimous. These are primary strengths. And I find that's not unusual for a person to mistake their greatest strength and their greatest weakness, to confuse the two. So I said, they must be right. I must be wrong. I retired what I thought was a strength. I cut out of retirement that which I thought was a weakness. And you know, they were right. I wish I'd learned this 40 years earlier, because it opened a whole new era of relationships. Now, you can take some tests to show you what your gifts are. Hard to be honest, isn't it, in a test? Well, person who grades the test accepts that's the truth that you have on there. The only way you can really find out who you are and how you come across is ask the people on whom you've had an impact over a period of time. How do I come across to you? And don't be surprised if you've got some error to be corrected. So I've been a liberated person for almost 50 years now, because I think I know what my gifts are, and I try to operate within the parameters of the gift. Oh, that's number one, discover. The second is dedicate your gift. People who use their gift for fame and fortune have a high suicide rate. I have many illustrations, but I'm just going to give one for each point. Billy Graham. I never confirmed this personally with him or his staff, but I think it comes from a reliable source. When the late night show first started, Jack Parr, NBC, was the star. And the rest of the networks might as well have turned off the switch when he came on. So CBS offered him, according to the story I heard, $1 million a year to go on opposite Jack Parr. He said, "What would I talk about?" And we don't care. They knew he had the gift of connecting with people. Tell me anything you want. He was offered a career of any of his choice in Hollywood. He was offered a career on Broadway as a Shakespearean actor. I think Billy is glad today that he chose to dedicate his gift to preaching the gospel, don't you? Okay, dedicate the gift. That's the only way we get the full value out of it. And this thought is expressed in many, many different books on the subject. But the fulfillment is in using your gift to serve others. The third D is develop your gift. Now, I'm going to make a statement here, a short one, that you may or not agree with. How well you and I develop our gift defines our paradigm of influence. The doctor who put together the Human Genome Project is an outstanding Christian. He's written written books on Christianity. People come all over the world to hear him, and he gives his testimony. Dr. Ben Carson, back at Johns Hopkins University, the world's leading brain surgeon, is a Christian. People come all over the world to hear him, and he gives his testimony. What is a celebrity? A celebrity is someone who has worldwide name recognition. So when a person has developed their gift, they have a worldwide audience according to how well they've developed it. I don't want to pursue that any further here, but think it over. That's your paradigm of influence, is how well you develop your gift in that. The fourth one is deploy your gift. When we are deploying our gift for the glory of God, it's not only fulfilling, but we're accomplishing a purpose for which God made us. Deploy your gift. That's the fourth D. Now, I haven't used a lot of scripture, but I hope somebody will come out with a new translation of Romans 12. And I'm going to give you my suggestion the next time they come out with another translation. So he says here, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teaches on teaching. Or he that exhorts on exhortation. He that gives, let him do it with simplicity. He that rules with diligence. He that shows mercy with cheerfulness. That's just a few of them mentioned in there. Now, what I want the translators to put down in there next time they use that other related is, if your gift is prophecy, get with it. If it's ministry, get with it. If it's teaching, get with it. If it's exhortation, get with it. If it's giving, get with it. If it's ruling, get with it. If it's diligence, get with it. I think that phrase deserves repeating. So, finish well. That's the formula. What's the first D stand for? Discover your gift. You can't do it by yourself. Second, dedicate your gift to a higher purpose than yourself. The third, develop to the maximum. That will determine our paradigm of influence, how well we've developed our gift. And the fourth, deploy your gift, or in short, the short phrase is what? Get with it. That's how to end well. And the happiest people you know in their old age are the people that are still utilizing their gifts. I occasionally watch the Gaither Singers on TV and really enjoy them. 80 and 90. They're exercising their gifts. The happiest people I've ever seen. They've never stopped exercising their gift for the glory of God and for the edification of others. So that's my word on the four D's.